I think that's something that the, you know, in terms of the forest tradition, Dutanga tradition, they put a lot of emphasis on those two qualities. Awareness, puru, being the one who knows, Four Noble Truths.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to much more than that. And that, I'm certain Ajahn Chah, Ajahn Man, one of the things that Ajahn Chah said made a big difference for him, and I think it's similar to Ajahn Tate. There's a teaching from Ajahn Man, who probably one that he taught on a fairly regular basis, but just in reading and listening, for me, listening to Ajahn Chah, teaching that really hit me very strongly, very powerfully, was Ajahn Man's instruction to pay attention to the difference between the mind and the objects of mind. No, it's more like the citta, sort of the mind itself, or the mind base,
mm-hmm.
and the aramana, the objects of mind. Because our mind tends to be engaged in the objects of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget to come back to the base of the... And that's where, again, that being the one who knows, coming back to the core. Because that's the function of the mind in its
mm-hmm.
fundamental basis. It's just its ability to know. It's just a fundamental knowing. So that being able to pay attention to the difference between those, and you realize, the objects of mind are really not a decent refuge, but the mind itself, the heart itself,
mm-hmm.
That's an appropriate refuge.
That is not a distracted mind.
That's an object. It's the mind going out.